Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Do you love time machines, musicals, and jokes? Of course you do! That's why Story Pirates creator Danny Teeger made a brand new podcast called Musical Time Machine. Who says you can't have a dance party while learning about diverse trailblazers, from Abraham Lincoln and Harriet Tubman to George Washington Carver and Thomas Edison? Search for Musical Time Machine on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts to join the fun.
Welcome back, dear listeners. I'm still recovering from our holiday harvest feast in the last episode. There's nothing quite like the afterglow of a holiday celebration. Fuzziness and luck fill the air. But, alas, time continues forward and so must we. Thank you for joining me, Snoop, your number one dog detective here in Pflugerville, and my partner Sniffy. We're ready to seize the day and solve some mysteries. Right, Sniffy? Sniffy? I say, Sniffy, you there?
I'm past the gravy, Maggie. No, not the bowl of jelly beans. Yes, I do want my kibble with those yams.
As I was saying, a post-feast nap is one of the best things in the world. But, alas, there are mysteries out there to solve. So, Sniffy, wake up! Wake up!
I'm awake. I'm awake. What happened? I'm hungry.
How can you possibly be hungry after everything you ate yesterday? It astounds me, but does not surprise me. You are Sniffy, after all.
That's my name. Why'd you wake me up, Snoop? I was having a really good dream about eating even more feastful foods and treats.
I have a sneaking suspicion that something is afoot today. Can you feel it in the air?
No, but I can smell it.
What do you smell, Sniffy?
I smell cinnamon and apples and anticipation, mischief and elation, hope and luck.
I won't question how you can smell anticipation.
Anticipation smells like a burning ember, if you must know.
Interesting. Well, you're right, Sniffy. Something is in the air today. There's a sense of foreboding, a sense of luck. Ah, and right on cue. Let's go see what that bell ringing is about.
It's Bean and Wiggles.
Hear ye, hear ye, all who gather here. Wiggles, enough with the bells. I think enough people have gathered by now, thank you.
But I practiced real hard on this bell routine that I think people will really enjoy.
What's going on here?
I wanted to hear more of the bell. Can you play the bell again, Wiggles?
Wheeler here. I heard a bell ringing, so I came out of my gadget shack to see what the fuss was about. So, what's this fuss about?
If you would all stop asking questions and interrupting me, I will explain. Thank you. Wiggles!
Whoops! My paw slipped!
As I was saying, hear ye, all who have gathered. Today, we will be holding the first ever Bark Street Lottery.
Huh. Is this allowed? I need to make sure this isn't a ticketable offense.
Why wouldn't it be?
There are park rules. You know that, Bean, on account of always breaking them? I must refer to my manual. I'll be right back.
Okay, now that Lorraine is gone, we shall proceed with the lottery.
Ooh, a lottery! What's a lottery?
A lottery is a drawing of numbers, in this case, four numbers, to win a prize.
We will be drawing the numbers from these dog toy balls that each have a number 1 through 10 on them. If you pick the right four numbers, you win.
Ooh, what's the prize?
The prize is exclusive, all-access entry to Pflugerville's very own country club, complete with a 5-star dining experience, courtesy of me.
Ooh, I've always wanted to try their fancy tuna.
I'd like to see what kind of mechanics they have in there. Any inspiration for my gadgets is welcomed.
I was just dreaming about food, and to learn I could get a chance to win a 5-star dining experience, I'm in. What do you think, Snoop? You've been awfully quiet.
Indeed. I have been quiet. Just taking in the situation. Bean, Wiggles, what is the motivation behind holding this impromptu lottery?
Here we go. Old Snoop trying to rain on my parade.
What parade?
I say, you can't blame me after the stunts you both have pulled.
He's got a point, Bean. But we promise you this time, Snoop, that we're just up to good. That's it.
Correct. We're feeling the holiday spirit and wanted to share the wealth I am fortunate enough to experience. Why not spread holiday warmth and cheer?
Verily, verily. Well, my young philanthropists, let's get to it then. I wouldn't mind a bite of some 5-star steaks.
All right, everyone line up and pick your numbers, 1 through 10. We will hand you all your tickets and then do the drawing. Now line up.
I'm picking the number 3. No one else pick a 3.
You can't ban others from picking the number 3, Skittles.
Oh, fine.
Snoop, what numbers should I pick?
I was thinking 1, 2, 3, 4.
A fine set of numbers, Sniffy. For me, I will have to go with the evens. 2, 4, 6, 8. There's something nice and symmetrical about them.
I really hope one of us wins.
Step right up, Sniffy. Submit your numbers.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Real original.
Thanks.
And Snoop, you're playing?
That I am. Can I get a 2, 4, 6, 8?
Good luck.
Thank you.
Why did you wish Snoop luck and not me?
Really, Skittles? I wish you luck too.
It doesn't feel genuine.
Ugh.
Everyone, please wait by the park fountain. Once everyone has gotten a ticket, we will do the drawing from there. Thank you.
Okay, I'm back. You know, there are no rules about impromptu lottery drawings in the park, so I guess I'll have to buy a ticket. But I'm not happy about it.
That's the spirit, Lorraine.
Snoop, I feel so hopeful. I can smell it in the air. Luck, today has to be our lucky day.
I must offer you a word of caution, Sniffy. It does not do too well to put all your hope and hard work onto the gambles of fortune. The risk of a lottery is quite tempting and dangerous.
What's so dangerous about the lottery?
One can't always rely on luck in life. If you put all your hopes and dreams into chance, you might be disappointed by the outcome. So remember to always work hard, be a good dog, and treat others with kindness and respect. Those are the things you can control about your life.
Gee, Snoop, you're such a great mentor. I learned so much from you. Hopefully I can remember it all. You do talk a lot.
I talk a lot?
And you use a lot of big words. I kind of tuned out there because I was thinking about my lottery ticket. I do hope I win.
Oh, Sniffy.
The time has come for the lottery drawing.
What? Can't hear you over the bell. Wow.
Wiggles, enough with the bell.
Fine.
Now, tis time for the drawing of the numbers. All right, Wiggles, begin turning the jumbler ball.
This is so exciting.
Ooh, I hope I win.
No, I hope I win.
Rude.
Okay, the first ball pulled is...
3. Yes, I knew it.
Ah, I should have picked a 3.
Too bad. So sad.
I have a 3, Snoop. I have a 3.
I see that.
Sorry, you've already lost.
I'll be okay.
The next number is...
1. It's a 1.
I have a 1. Me too. I could win this.
Can we get a redraw, please?
And the next number is...
2. We have a 2.
A 2? That's trash. I say, put that 2 back.
Not fun, is it?
Snoop, I think I might win. I'm one number away.
Good luck, Sniffy.
Okay, And now the moment has come. The final number is...
4. Before the big reveal to see if Sniffy has the winning ticket, let's take a quick break. Nothing like a little cliffhanger and some more anticipation. Rightio, cheers.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. Are you positively beaming with anticipation to hear this last lottery number? Well, I won't delay any longer. Let's see what it is.
5. The final number is 5.
No!
To recap, the numbers are 1, 2, 3, 5.
Anyone have the winning ticket?
I'm one off. Does that count?
I'm sorry. No. You must have all 4 numbers.
I'm sorry, Sniffy.
I could see it all, Snope. I could see me dining in a country club, eating all sorts of fancy foods. It felt so real.
I know.
I see what you mean about the lotteries being dangerous. I wanted to win so badly, I made myself believe. But the numbers weren't right.
No one has these 4 numbers, but I'm positive someone picked them. Ah, yes, we have it down here. Someone picked those 4 numbers. Come forth, winner!
I mean, I'll claim it.
That's not how lotteries work, Skittles.
Maybe we can draw that last number again, and instead of a 5, draw 4.
We cannot redraw the numbers. We must give the winner time to come here and claim the prize. They have 1 hour. Now disperse.
That's so odd, Snope. What do you think happened? Who won? And why aren't they claiming it?
Odd indeed. Perhaps not everyone who bought a ticket is here. In fact, there's 1 dog missing.
Who?
Follow me.
Where are we going?
To Wheeler's Gadget Shack.
Of course. Wheeler bought a ticket, but he wasn't there when the numbers were drawn.
I deduced he possibly might have the winning numbers. What's that code again? Yes, it's this. Wheeler, Wheeler, are you in here?
Who goes there? Oh, Snoop, Sniffy. To what do I owe the pleasure?
Wheeler, you weren't at the lottery numbers drawing. What numbers did you pick?
Oh, that was today? I'm out of sorts. Who won?
No winner has come forward yet. We came to check with you to see if you picked the right numbers.
What numbers did I pick? That's right. The first 4 prime numbers.
Prime numbers?
Numbers divisible by only one and themselves.
Okay, I don't do math.
By Jove, Wheeler! If that's the case, you've won the lot. 1, 2, 3, and 5.
Yep, them's the numbers I picked. I won? Really? Gee!
You must go claim your prize, Wheeler!
Of course. That's funny.
What's funny?
I can't find the lottery ticket. It's missing!
But where could it be? Didn't you just return here after getting it?
Of course not. I took a wheel around the pond, ate lunch in the alley by a sushi restaurant, napped under the willow tree, wheeled around some more searching for scraps. It could be anywhere.
Wow, you really did a lot.
I'm an active dog. Don't judge me by my wheels.
We will help you look for the ticket, Wheeler. You deserve to win this lottery. Come on, Sniffy. I'll search in the park near the willow tree and pond. You head over to the sushi restaurant.
Don't worry, Wheeler. We'll find your ticket.
Nope, nothing here in the park. Maybe Sniffy's having better luck.
Donna, are you in that dumpster rustling around in the trash?
Of course I am. That you, Sniffy?
Yeah, and I need your help. Have you happened to see a lottery ticket anywhere around here?
A lottery ticket? I haven't, but I'll look for it. What do I get out of it?
Some good, stinky trash.
That's what I like to hear. I'll help search.
Nothing.
There's definitely not nothing in here, but no lottery ticket. I'll check the trashes inside.
I'm gonna report back to Snoop.
Sniffy, find anything? I've had no luck.
Me neither. Don is helping out, but no lottery ticket yet.
Snoop, Sniffy, so glad I found you. I just recalled that I did in fact have my lottery ticket with me this whole time.
What? Where was it?
Funnily enough, it was stuck to one of the jetpacks.
Oh, jetpacks. You got to let me use one of those one of these days.
Not now, Sniffy. Go claim your prize, Wheeler.
I shall.
Bean, Wiggles, we found the winning ticket. Wheeler has it.
Wheeler? Wow, congrats. Let's see.
So, is the Country Club dining room wheelchair accessible, or...
This isn't a winning ticket.
What do you mean?
Your numbers are 2, 3, 5, and 7. There's no one here.
That's right.
Wheeler!
My bad.
The winner remains at large.
So if Wheeler didn't have the winning ticket, who did?
Looks like some mysteries remain unsolved. For now.
I love hanging out in the dumpster. Hey, what's this? A lottery ticket? I wonder if Sniffy still needs it. Probably not. Lorraine didn't seem to want it when she threw it in here after Sniffy left. 1, 2, 3, 5? Prob's not the winning ticket. Oh well, maybe it tastes good. I'm gonna try it. Not bad. Lottery tickets are quite tasty. Anywho, back to my dumpster diving I go.
Today was a day of high highs and low lows. That can happen when playing the lottery. While the winning lottery ticket remains at large right now, I'm sure the truth will come out soon enough. If you decide to play the lottery, remember, it's all about luck, so don't get your hopes up too high. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can find others just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Now, looks like a spot of rain is moving in. Better get inside to stay dry. While today's episode may be over, the mystery remains afoot. Until next time, always be investigating. Woof woof.
Go Kid Go!
Have you heard the news? The best podcast for dinosaur fans is out and a roaring good time for all! What happens when a bolt of lightning hits a digger machine on top of a site that's full of dinosaur fossils? The digger turns into Digger Rex, of course! Join Digger Rex, the half-dinosaur, half-digger, on his adventures by searching for Digger Rex on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.